Now the news, I'm Sui. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent a message of condolences to his Indian counterpart Draupadi Murmu and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi over a deadly train accident on Friday evening. Media reports say nearly 300 people have died and over 900 are injured. The accident occurred on Friday evening near Bahanaga Bazar Station in the state of Odisha. The Indian Prime Minister has arrived on the scene. Ravinder Babu has more.
The people who passed away in this accident, their bodies are being handed over to their families. It is very difficult to identify them because of the crash. The body parts have been mutilated. Remember, these were the trains which were either going from one small town to a bigger city where you find employment. A lot of people in these trains were coming from underprivileged classes. So a lot of the families will find it difficult to even reach these places to find their loved ones because they wouldn't have the enough finances. Well, at the moment, investigations are going on. What preliminary direction the investigations are taking is that there was no anti-collision system installed on these tracks yet. This system actually enables the loco pilot to identify if he or she has missed a signal and then to apply brakes in time.
China has criticized U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's claim that Beijing was unwilling to engage in dialogue. Lieutenant General Jing Jianfeng made comments at the ongoing Shangri-La dialogue in Singapore. He blames the U.S. for taking advantage of other countries in the Indo-Pacific region for its own interests and ignoring their demands for stability.
The essence of the Indo-Pacific strategy is to maintain U.S. supremacy and hegemony. In the past 32 years, rather than eliminating the remnant of the Cold War, such as the Five Eyes Alliance and the bilateral military alliances, the U.S. has established the quadrilateral mechanism and the trilateral security partners to create ideological divisions and provoke confrontation.
Meanwhile, Chinese Defense Minister Li Shangfu has held talks with his Japanese counterpart Yasukazu Hamada at the summit. This is the first face-to-face meeting between the two countries' defense ministers since June 2022. China has strongly opposed NATO's accusations of the country as a threat. It comes in response to remarks by NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg during a recent visit to Norway. According to a statement from the Chinese embassy in the Nordic country, NATO is responsible for escalating tensions by its extensions beyond traditional defense regions and frequent establishment of close military contacts with countries in the Asia-Pacific. China urges NATO to view China's development and its normal cooperation with other countries subjectively and rationally, and to stop stirring up regional conflicts, divisions, and unrest. Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been sworn in for his third term as president of Turkey. 69-year-old Erdogan won a runoff presidential race last week with over 52% of the votes. In power as prime minister and then as president since 2003, Erdogan is already Turkey's longest-serving leader. According to the Israeli Defense Forces, three Israeli soldiers have been killed in a shootout near its border with Egypt. An assailant is said to have opened fire at the troops on Saturday and was later neutralized. The IDF is currently conducting inspections in the area. China and Argentina have signed a cooperation plan to further advance the Belt and Road Initiative. The plan aims to deepen mutually beneficial cooperation in infrastructure, energy, bilateral trade, and other important areas. The Iranian foreign minister has said a new positive atmosphere in the Middle East is in the interests of all regional states. Hossein Amir Abdollahian made remarks while meeting with his UAE counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Relations between Iran and the UAE have been improving over the past month, especially after Iran and Saudi Arabia reached an agreement on the resumption of their bilateral ties in March. Chinese basketball great Yao Ming has made it onto the list of the International Basketball Federation Hall of Fame class of 2023. The 42-year-old has served as the president of the Chinese Basketball Association since 2017 and is now in his second term after being re-elected last year. As an athlete, he led the Chinese men's team to a top 8 finish at the Beijing Summer Olympics in 2008 and won 3 gold medals at the FIBA Asia Cup. And that's the news. I'm Sui.